Title: Breakdown Pacing in Jungle from Scratch for Smoky Late Night Moods Intermediate. Alright, let's build a jungle breakdown that feels like 2 a.m. in a dim room. Cigarette haze, wet streets, rolling bass outside the door, and we're doing it in Ableton Live Arrangement View, from scratch, with pacing that stays hypnotic instead of turning into 8 bars of nothing. The whole point of this lesson is contrast management, not remove drums. Add riser, drop. We're going to pull weight out, keep motion alive, and then bring things back in stages so the next drop feels inevitable. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Keep it 4/4. Now jump into arrangement view and place a few locators so you can think like an arranger, not like a loop addict. Put one at the end of your first drop, call it drop A end. Then breakdown start, breakdown mid, build start, and drop B. Here is the pacing blueprint we're aiming for. Total is 48 bars, 32 bars of breakdown, then 16 bars of build. First 8 bars are decompression. Next 16 are deep space. Next 8 are the turning point. Then 16 bars of staged re-entry into the drop. And before we touch a single device, we're going to do something that feels almost too simple, but it's the difference between vibe and boring. We're going to map energy. Create a MIDI track and name it Energy Guide. This track makes you commit. Drop a long MIDI note or an empty clip every 4 bars, and name each one with what's supposed to happen there. Think in chunks, bars 1 to 4 of the breakdown. Pull the kick and sub. Keep air and reverb tails. Bars 5 to 8, remove the main break, but keep a ghost version so the track still breathes. Bars 9 to 16, introduce the real mood, pad or texture, a distant vocal, and keep the sub extremely low. Bars 17 to 24, start tension, knob loudness, motion. Bars 25 to 32, tease the drums and reduce the distance. Shorter reverbs, more mid-range creeping back. Build 1 to 8, hats, ghost kick, hints of snare, roll energy. Build 9 to 16, full break tease, bass ramp, and then the drop. This guide prevents that classic breakdown trap, where the producer basically turns everything off and hopes the listener feels atmosphere. We want atmosphere with intention. Now let's build the smoky bed, that constant background layer that makes everything feel like it's happening in a real space. Create an audio track called Atmos. Load any vinyl crackle, room tone, rain, subway ambience, field recording, whatever fits your world. Loop it across the entire breakdown and build. At EQ8 first, high pass it at about 120 Hz, fairly steep, because we don't want low-end rumble eating our headroom. If it's scratchy or harsh, dip a couple dB around 2.5 to 4 kHz. Now add redux, but lightly. We're not turning it into a video game. Bit reduction around 10 to 12, downsample somewhere between 1.2 and 2.5, and keep the dry slash wet subtle, like 8 to 15%. This is dust, not destruction. Then reverb. Set a predelay around 20 to 35 milliseconds so the source stays readable. Decay around 2.5 to 4.5 seconds. High cut so it stays dark, like 6 to 9 kHz. Dry slash wet around 15 to 25%. Teacher tip. Don't hard cut into the breakdown. Let the tail from drop a spill into this bed. If your drop is too dry, sheet it, put a reverb on a return track, and in the last half bar of drop A, automate the send up on the last snare hit. That tail is like smoke drifting into the next room. Instant continuity. Now we handle the biggest pacing weapon in jungle, the ghost break. Create an audio track called Ghost Break. Duplicate your main break loop into it, but we're going to push it back in the room so it becomes momentum without weight. Put auto filter on it, low pass 24 dB. Start the cutoff somewhere like 400 to 900 Hz, resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. You want the thump end shape, not the smack. Add saturator with just a little drive, like 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on. Then utility. Widen it a bit, 120 to 150%, and pull the gain down until it's felt more than heard. Think minus 10 to minus 16 dB. Then a small reverb, decay around 1.5 to 2.5 seconds, dry slash wet 10 to 18%. Now the pacing rule. First 8 bars of the breakdown. Ghost break only. No full transient break. We're decompressing fast but keeping pulse. Next 16 bars, keep the ghost break, but start adding occasional edited hits. Last 8 bars of breakdown, automate that filter cutoff up slowly so more mids return. Not all at once, like the door opening a crack. And now, to keep the breakdown alive, we need interest events. Jungle isn't one big automation ramp. It's a conversation every 2 to 4 bars. On the ghost break, consolidate a 2-bar section, then slice to a new MIDI track using transients. Now you've got the break as playable one-shots and slices. Program tiny moments. At bar 8, a reversed snare leading into the next phrase. At bar 12, a tiny offbeat hat tick, barely audible. At bar 16, a quick 1/8 stutter, but keep it quiet. We're creating movement, not announcing a new genre. Another slick stock trick. Beat repeat on a return track. Set it to trigger every 1 bar. Grid 1/8. Chance around 10 to 20%. Variation around 6 to 12. Turn the filter on and keep it dark. Then automate sends so only occasional ghost hits splash into it. The key phrase here is occasional. If it's constant, it stops feeling special and starts feeling like the track is falling apart. Now let's talk about sub, because smoky late night pacing lives and dies by sub-discipline. Create a MIDI track called SUB. Use operator, sine wave, and keep the release relatively short, like 80 to 140 milliseconds. Then add saturator, drive 2 to 5 dB, soft clip-on, just so the sub reads on smaller speakers. Now automate pacing across the breakdown. Bars 1 to 8, no sub. Mute it or low pass it so hard it's basically gone. This is your void. Bars 9 to 16, bring in sub hits only. 1 or 2 notes per bar. Dubby punctuation. Not a rolling bass line. Bars 17 to 32, introduce a simple 2-note motif and gradually make it more present. During the build, transition towards your full bass pattern, but keep it filtered until the last 2 bars. Put auto filter on the sub. Low pass 24 dB. Start cutoff around 80 to 120 Hz and open it toward 200 to 400 Hz by the drop. Keep resonance low, like 0.3 to 0.6, so it doesn't whistle. Coach note. Think in depth lanes, not just energy. In this breakdown you want some things far back, some mid, some front. If everything is washed in reverb at the same time, it's not smoky anymore. It's blurry. So keep at least one element relatively anchored and consistent. Which brings us to anchors. Even when the main break is gone, keep one repeating identity marker every 1 to 2 bars. A rim tick, a shaker swing, a little Foley click, or a short bass reply note on the same beat each bar. The listener needs a lighthouse, otherwise the breakdown feels like a different track started playing. Now let's add tension. Subtle. Unsettling, like an alarm you can't quite locate. Create a MIDI track called Tension. Use wave-eatable or analog. Go for a narrow pulse-like sound. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices. Detune low, 5 to 10%. Then auto-filter in bandpass, 12 dB. Automate the cutoff from around 600 Hz up toward 2.5 kHz over 16 to 24 bars. Resonance 1.0 to 1.4 so it feels focused. Add chorus ensemble. Amount 20 to 35% for width and shimmer. Add echo, time 1/4 or 3/16, feedback 20 to 35%, and filter the echo so it stays dark, high pass around 200 Hz, low pass 6 to 8 kHz, then utility, and automate width slightly wider during the breakdown. Musically, bring this tension layer in around bar 9, increase motion around bar 17, then pull it back 1 or 2 bars before the drop so the drop feels cleaner and heavier. That's an underrated move. Less right before impact makes the impact feel bigger. Quick sound design extra. If you want it even smokier without adding a big synth, take a noise sample or your atmosphere, add resonators, pick 2 or 3 notes in the key of your tune, keep dry slash wet 10 to 25%, and slowly automate one resonator pitch upward over 8 to 16 bars. It creates this uneasy tonal smoke that feels like it's in the walls. Now we rebuild, and this is the whole game, stage drum re-entry. We're not doing everything back at once. We're bringing back the room piece by piece. Group your tracks so you can control sections easily. Drums, bass, atmos, and maybe music if you've got pads and vocals separate. Here's the re-entry order that works great for late night jungle. First, hat or ride texture, very filtered. Then ghost kick or low thump, no click. Then snare hints with big reverb. Then a break teaser, high passed. Then full break and punchy snare. Then bass opens and impact lands. In the build, add a hat loop, put auto filter low pass on it and automate from about 2 kHz opening to 8 or 10 kHz over time. Keep it controlled. The idea is air returning. Then add snare calls every 2 bars. Early on, they can be far away. Lots of reverb send, long tail. But as you approach the drop, shorten the tail. This is the classic reverb trap move. Early build, snare is distant. Last bar, the snare suddenly comes forward because you yank the reverb send down. That depth shift makes the drop feel like a door opening. Another coach principle. Pace with phrases, not just curves. Every 4, 8, or 16 bars, make one clear decision. Twop the ghost break slice. Change the hat pattern from straight to shuffled. Change the reverb size, small room to big room. Those are phrase-level choices that read as arrangement, not as random knob twiddling. Now, let's talk about the turning points. Bar 8, 16, 24, and 32 are the breakdown. The last half bar of those phrases deserves a signature move that can beat a reverse cymbal made from your break. A tiny snare drag, or even a micro silence of an eighth or quarter note. In jungle, those little turn signals are how pacing feels professional. Halfway through, if you want an advanced move that really works in smoky late-night settings, the false peak, around the midpoint, suggest a drop for one or two bars. Bring in a filtered full break for two bars, maybe a single bass note, then hard remove the drums and leave only the reverb tail and atmosphere. It feels like the DJ teased the room and pulled it away. That tension is gold, especially when you keep your anchor element ticking underneath. Now we hit the final two bars before drop B. This is where people often fail by continuing to tease instead of committing. You need to make it obvious something is about to happen. Option A is clean and effective. Two bars before the drop, bring the full break back but high pass it at 200 to 300 HC. Then one bar before the drop, remove that high pass. You can add a tape stop style effect, but do it on an ambience layer only, not the whole mix, so the groove doesn't get gimmicky. Option B is the jungle shout. One vocal stab, like listen or come again. And passed like a telephone, saturated a touch, drenched in dark echo. Place it at the end of a phrase, then cut everything for a quarter bar and drop. That quarter bar cut is like the room holding its breath. Now do your final contrast checks to make the drop hit heavier. Right before drop B, remove one or two elements completely for half a bar. Silence is loud. Also, tighten the stereo image slightly in the build, then widen on impact. You can do it with utility on your groups, in the build, maybe 85 to 95% width, then on the drop 120 to 140% if your mix supports it. Do this on Atmos or music groups more than on the master, and keep your low-end mono by design. And one more clarity trick, in the last four bars before the drop, use one reverb at a time. Pick the hero space, maybe a dark delay or a short room, and reduce other long tails. The mix suddenly feels closer, and the drop feels physically heavier, because it arrives into a clean frame. If your drop feels loud but not solid, add drum bus on the break group. Keep drive low, crunch low, boom subtle or off, soft clip on. This audio version is shortened for playback.